Give it up, nation.
There are days when it seems we're going nowhere fast.
Trust your faith to show you the truth. The status is changing. There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. Can you say that?
Hello, listeners out there. You are warmly welcome to your relationship gist. It's yet another time out for the young adults, singles, and the married. My name is Ekun Dayo, E. Olorun Dare of RCCGD of Heaven. Also, your anchor on these airwaves, Redeem in Relationship Gist. There are several things we did say Saturday last that I'm going to be continuing to help expatiate, elaborate upon. But our discourse today will be centered around what I call live and cleave. Live and cleave. If you like, you could add moves. So we have live and cleave moves. Yeah. The Holy Writ says, a man shall leave his parents and cleave to his wife. A man shall leave his parents and cleave to his wives. If you will, a man shall leave his father, leave his mother, and then cleave to his wife. That's in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Genesis 2, 24. The very statement has a prelude. The very statement has a platform upon which it rises, because you discover it starts with therefore. Therefore, what happened before you have a therefore? So it was in this premise of verse 23, and we shall be looking into that shortly and pronto, quickly. It is important we know that the man has a responsibility, and of course the woman is never a liability. So both of them has a responsibility, or have responsibility. Which is which? That is what we seek to find out. Is it just about the man to be roaming about or running around to doing what? And what will the woman do? Does it condition herself in a particular environment to ensure things work as expected? But you will get to know this. I will be with you in a moment after this time out.
Listen to Young Adults with Ekun Dayo E. Olorun Dare. Every Saturday from 5:30 to 6 p.m., you'll learn deep-rooted Christian philosophy for true living about relationship gists. Young Adults with Ekun Dayo E. Olorun Dare. Saturdays, 5:30 p.m. only on Silverbirds Rhythm. 93.7
jobs. Tune in. Thanks for staying tuned. You are still on the Young Adults, Singles and Married. So you might want to get your friends, your parents' parents, whoever may be around, get him around and let's see what we could talk about. Live and cleave moves. Very true, right? That the man should leave his father, his mother, and then get connected to his wife. What does it then mean to leave? And to what extent is the leaving? Have you ever pondered upon that? Have you ever tried to find out what it means to leave? And to what extent? How far will he go? Does he embark on a journey that he does not appreciate the extent to which he might be going? How much fuel is he expected to go with? Will there be room for him to refuel as a journey? And where is he going to meet his wife? What is he leaving behind? You remember one woman left certain treasure, if you will. If you call it trash, that is for you. But to the wife of Lot, those things appear as treasure to her. So she left those things behind and she needed to look back. If the man is living, would there be any room for him to look back? And if he does, or if there's any room for him to look back, will he turn to another pillar of sugar? You remember the other woman turned to a pillar of salt? Will it be the chance of the man to turn to a pillar of sugar? And then, where does he meet his wife? In her parents' house? Or somewhere? Maybe in a friend's house, in a hotel room? If the man is living to cleave to the wife, where is he going to meet the wife? Are there middle grounds? Is there a word such as live? You know, that word live. Does it appear generic, maybe in its application? Is it in a generic form that applies to both the male and the female counterparts, you know, as friends? If the man is responsible for his choices, do you then think that the man should just be a mere liability of some sort? You remember where we're coming from what Genesis says. The man will leave his father, Does it then become an orphan just to arrive in the arms of a wife who probably may not be prepared? Is that what we are saying? Of course not. What do we need to know therefore? Well, let's take a look at what it means for a man to live as a way of starting out his parents. Two issues largely that I would like to share with us. And please remember that the issue of relationship, it's not a one-man affair. That's why I need you to learn as a man, lead to learn as a woman too, whoever you may be, even as parents. Number one is to detach with a sense of maturation and maturity. There's a need to detach. Do you call that independence? Maybe interdependence. All right. But there's a need for some high level of detachment. How do we know you're mature? If you are not able to stand on your own, there's a level in which you get to in life that you may be able to stand on your own without anybody holding your hand. If you are a child and you are starting to walk, somebody may need to help you out. Wherever you go, however you go, do what you do. But at a time, this same child that someone is holding his hand will be able to jump, will be able to run, will be able to swing, will be able to go to school by himself, and then come back by himself and all the rest of them. So there is a detachment. It is a realm of understanding personal responsibility. And I must quickly add a high level of accountability. Personal responsibility and a high level of accountability. Some people are just not accountable. If you are not accountable as a man, then you are not ready to get married. If you leave your parents, you will enter into crisis. Having been fed, which that must be taken into consideration, he needs to feed others in her. You know what I mean? The man, having been fed, he needs to feed others in her for fruition, to maturation too. Okay, so all along you have been told what to do. You want to tell someone what she will do. And you know that every wife comes with a lot of people buried on the inside of her, better still, planted on the inside of her, waiting for an instruction from a responsible man. Now, whatever that has been sown into the man, that is what will also in turn be sown into the woman, and life continues. As a matter of fact, no matter how detached you are actually pouring what has been poured into you, into your spouse, into your wife. So squarely, if you square your shoulders, who should be blamed? Well, who is to blame? The man or the woman? Well, severally as individuals, the man has his blame. The woman may also have her blame. But largely we are looking at the responsibility of the man here. If he's going to be leaving his mother, leaving his father, he's cleaving to a wife, and then to be an addition, not a parasite at this particular time. So if a man detached too soon, he may expire so early. And if it detaches too late, it may overreact and overrespond to life's issues. So it's actually not about age, okay? It's not about age. It's about stage. Where are you right now? You could marry at 20 and you will be very responsible. You could also marry at 40 and you'll be highly responsible. Count a number of years and experiences that were very negative, which you never learned from. And then talk about story devoid of glory. So number two, what do we need to know about this issue is to have a balanced emotional behavioral patterns, a balanced emotional behavioral pattern. It is very crucial that a man who will detach is already balanced. That you have something around your middle belt, around what you call the nozzle, does not mean you should dispense to any car available. You must be responsible to know what car to dispense your fear so that you don't live a life that is of no use. And we all have this emotion. We all have what we call anger. Now, if you don't manage your anger properly, it becomes the hanger that will hang your destiny. So, balanced emotional behavioral pattern such that when you are, you must have heard people say, she was looking for my trouble. That means you have some. And if you have some, don't make it poisonous. You poison yourself, poison others, and then constitute nuisance to your world. It's actually very, very dangerous. There must not just be a great intelligent quotient, but a well-rounded emotional balance. So that guy who is leaving his mother, who is leaving his father, is not just being tossed up and down, but by now he knows when to cry. Who tells you that no man cries? Everybody has an emotion, a challenge at one point or the other. I call it challenge, not a weakness. We handle it so that it can change us for the best of our destiny. When to cry and when to wipe away his tears. The truth is, being a man doesn't kill your emotion. Being a man doesn't mean that you have no emotion. In fact, if you don't have an emotion, it means you are very negative. You are not a blessing to your world. You are a minus to your destiny. It only balances them in the discharge of his duties and responsibilities. You need to balance. Sometimes you need to cry for your wife to know that you are human. Okay, but when you cry all of the time, your wife may just think that you are a woman. Instead of just being a human, you become a woman. Okay, so we need to understand the aspect that affects this man. What is he leaving behind? You know, to what extent is he living? What does it mean to leave this individual? I will get across to us after this time out.
Listen to Young Adults with Ekundayo E. Olorundare. Every Saturday from 5:30 to 6 p.m., you'll learn deep-rooted Christian philosophy for true living about relationship gists. Young Adults with Ekundayo E. Olorundare. Saturdays, 5:30 p.m., only on Silverbird's Rhythm 93.7 Jones.
There's no more decline. I'm on my way.
Thanks for staying tuned. I'm glad you're still around there. We are looking at leave and cleave moves. Many times the responsibility seems to lie too heavily on the man, and so we want to find out if the man leaves and is going to cleave, what's the move? Where will the wife be? Okay, the other thing I like to tell you is, what is he leaving behind? What is he leaving behind? To what extent is it very important? Because when you don't know what you are leaving behind as a man, you may not be able to count your cost. You will always keep looking backward. And to keep your eyes on the rear mirror that means an accident is in view, which is why some people don't know that marriage is sweet. It is just that they live so much on mirage. They live so much their lives on things that don't make sense. So what is he leaving behind? A mature man must leave behind cheap talks and unhealthy tradition. A mature man, not a matured mind, not a matured man, a mature man. I leave it like that for you to know that the word mature, for us to have an appreciation of it, may not even be in past tense. So we keep maturing, maybe, so to speak. He must leave behind over-pampered nature of sheer dependence. He must shed off excess weight of overfeeding. This has nothing to do with just food substance, all right? Maybe talk when daddy comes back, when mommy comes back, those cheap stories that you have been told. Now, even if, for instance, where the food may be very nutritious, it must not be too much. If not, it may be of no use. If you are too good, you'll become a wizard. You know that? And the good book says, you remember what the Bible say about a witch? Suffer not a witch to live. That's why you've not been living in your home. That's why some too good men may not get a good spouse. When you are too good, you just get a bad spouse. I'm not saying the reason why your spouse is bad or negative is because you're too good. Well, and if that's the reason, you being too good has just positioned you to be a wizard of some sort. And then you become a witch. So he must leave behind a daily reporting system of what is happening in his new home to his parents. There are men who behave childish, who behave as boys, too boyish to be called a man, that whatever is going on in their new home, they want to tell. That means they never left anything behind. It is very, very crucial we have understanding of that. So, very important is, where does he meet his wife? We have talked about what he leaves behind, to what extent will he go? You know, where does he leave or meet his wife? When the Bible says he should cleave unto his wife, certain fellows just don't understand that aspect. And so they refute the arguments of the wife moving through. I hope you are aware that as a man is moving, something in the wife is also moving. If you look at the scripture clearly, that the woman was taken from the rib. The woman was taken as a rib from the side. So by all means, the woman on the side of the man, both of them are moving to a direction, maybe to an unknown destination that is well defined. How do you define an unknown destination? By preparation, making up your mind that come rain, come shine, you're on your way up. Our status has changed and is enjoying change, which is nothing permanent. And we are moving to whatever happens to us. We believe that the best of us is coming out. We are in an oil press. And what is coming out of us is a juice or some kind of wine. And so the woman too is moving. So there is an approach. As the man is leaving the parents, inching closer to the wife also leaving whatever that may be holding her back like a prison bar, and then inching close to the man. Now, I don't know what percentage, but I know somehow they'll get an equilibrium. There's a meeting point. There's a plotting of their graph. At what point do we meet? Whether it's going to be 70 or 30% is immaterial. They just meet somewhere. So, amazingly, the wife must be by the side of his man in their movement. The truth is, as the man is living, the woman too is living. And both of them will leave their comfort zone. She must be willing, for example, to separate herself onto a new home that is not necessarily, this is important, an extension of the parents' house. My mother said, my father said, my brother said, this is the way we do it from our home. No, except it enjoys a reference. What you need at this particular time or material time is for you to find your new home. Remember, a wise woman builds her own home. When there is no shifting in the ground from the wife, the husband may marry more than one wife. The husband may marry the mother of the wife, may marry the sister of the wife, and the spirit of somebody not shifting ground. You just got to move. And then the cleaving can be neat. The grafting can be unique. Very, very crucial for you to understand that as an aspect. Now, let us get a fuller gist. The truth is, both of them should live to cleave in order to dissolve into oneness. There are certain things that is needless to talk about. If I say 2 plus 2, it is equal 4. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Now, in the same tone, if I say plus 2 plus 2 is still 4. I don't need to say plus 2 plus 2 equals plus 4. It is of no use. So when the scripture says, therefore, the man will leave his father and leave his mother, it is not marrying the wife in the mother's house. They are not staying in the mother's house. They are not staying in the lady's father's house. It goes without saying that the lady too is moving away from her comfort zone, leaving those excesses. She's not behaving as a parasite. She's not behaving as a liability. She has become an asset to become a blessing. In one of her books, her mission, you will get it clearer there. Why the man has a vision, the woman has a mission to fulfill, to ensure that there is a sharpening edge to make sure that things work as expected. Very, very crucial. This is the truth, that the man certainly is not looking for a half-hearted spouse, but a full-grown, dutiful helper in a wife. A full-grown, dutiful helper in a wife. If you are looking for a husband that will come and live with you in your mother's house, now you may get an hotel and live there all the days of your life. You may build a house in Dubai and move there. But there's a way in your mindset, you have actually not left your parents. Every move is to return to your parents' house. Even though you may not leave your apartment, but everything that you talk about is how that it is important to do it the way you've been doing it. The man may never cleave. The man may never bond. You may never bond. You may never cleave. It takes two to tango. It remains very valid, the truth, that both of you needs to sit together and then redefine where you are going at the end of your destiny. You may need to read up some of our books to be able to get a fuller gist of this. We've written quite a number of them. His vision, her mission, marriage not a mirage, the mystery of healing, and several of them. We've written well over 20 books that I know will be of help to you. Deep Christian Truth, and then several of them on relationship gist that I know will help you. You want to find out where you may get some of these books? At Modern Bookshop, if you enjoy Rampant Street, or it pleases you to be around the Redeemed Christian Church of God, D of Heaven, number 14, Mission Road, Old Shape. You can't miss it. As a matter of fact, tomorrow is another timeout by 7:30 a.m., 7:30 in the morning, where we'll gather to say things. For example, tomorrow we'll look at how you could serve your way up. There are heights you will never go. There are heights you will never reach until you understand stewardship. You want to find out? And then after the service, or just before the service, you may want to reach out to any of the ushers. I need a book of this author. In case you want to know my name, Ekundayo E. Olorundari, that they will give you a copy. It's free, but I must confess, not cheap. So if they ask you to pay anything, just be sure that it is still free, given the content that is in the container. Very, very crucial. To live and to cleave, there is a move that is expected of you to have. I guess you need to reach out to us and become richly blessed in your relationship. Nobody is perfect. I perceive that you have your own personal struggle. Everybody does. But you need to speak to someone. Speak to a counselor. that knows an area that, you know, affects your present situation. You might be an engineer. That does not mean you could fix your car. Okay, you might have trained, you know, woodwork or technical drawing. You knew all of that in school. That does not mean you could fix your roof. Somebody needs to help you. And that's why we are here, to be a blessing to you on this platform. So you could like our Facebook page, The Young Adults, Singles and Married. The Young Adults, Singles and Married. You could speak to us on phone if you care to. 0065607693. It will always be a delight to help you, and then you help us by reaching out to us. Until I come your way, same time, same station, please be your best within your rest by staying out of trouble. I remain your regular host, Ekundayo E. Olorundare. It shall end in praise. Thanks for listening.